Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. We're 9 lines from the bottom of the words of Amar Rabbi Zira. So the Gemara is going to go back to discuss the Machlokas Rav and Rav Asi. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Zira, Kavasi de Rav Asi Mistavra. It seems that we should paskin like Rav, like Rav Asi with regards to the Beitza, with regards to the Egda. Ina Yadino Kviarcha, because today we know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be established. We know, we're able to calculate the calendar. We know when exactly it's going to be. And therefore, V'kaev Dinan Trayomi, yet we still observe 2 days of Yom Tov. Therefore, Rabbi Zeir's understanding that the two-day Yom Tov was a permanent takana of the Chachamim as one single extended Kedusha, and therefore it's not really just the whole word of being in doubt, and therefore Rabbi Zeir understood that the nature of two-day Yom Tov is going to be in doubt. Rabbi Zeir therefore is understanding that Rav Asi seemed to be more correct in his thinking. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, no, where are you getting that from? Kavasi de Rav Mistarva. Actually, I think it makes more sense to follow Rav. He said again, when it comes to the egg that was on the first day, Manushach, it's going to be Mutter on the second day, the Beitza Shnol Yanta, because if today is Chol, then it's fine. If today is Yanta, the next day is going to fundamentally be okay. It's not like one Kedusha. So he held that, he said that why should we be like Rav and not be Machmir? Because this not the Mishnah seems to be supporting, and the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that is describing that Beis Din would declare Rosh Chodesh Parishina Masin Mas'os, that originally they would light torches on the mountaintops to tell all of the people. Eventually, the Mishnah relates how it would go Mamish, I think, to Bavel, or it goes very, very far in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish little areas, people would light torches on the mountaintops, a very effective way of communicating a message. Again, they didn't have emails, texting, or anything like that. So how did they establish Rosh Chodesh? They would light it. So that sounds like a great method. What happened, though, was the problem. The Kusim gave us a whole bunch of problems. The Kusim were the non-Jewish people of from the Eretz Kus that were came by the Ashur and the king and Shalmetzar. He brought them there to settle in the northern Eretz Israel, and then there was lions that were attacking them, and they converted, so they kind of kept the Yiddishkeit, they kind of didn't. All the Mishnayos discussed whether they're Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Danjew, and they didn't believe in certain halachas, they didn't believe in this one. So this, there was one of the things that they would want to mislead the Yidden for whatever reason and create Rosh Chodesh, maybe when it was good for their business, or whatever the reason was. So they would start lighting these bonfires and send around these bonfires on fake days. So what did they do? So they had to get rid of it. So they got rid of it, and they started establishing that messengers with the signature of Beis Din established when the Rosh Chodesh was, and these messengers took a long time to certain areas to get them. So then that's when they started keeping Yom Tov Shin in the areas where the messengers weren't able to come to in time to understand, to know when Sukkot was going to be, or when Pesach was going to be. So the Gemara says, V'ilu batlu kusim. So now the Mishnah is implying that if the kusim were going to be gone, then they would go back to the torch method because that's more effective. Avdina and Chad Yom, and that would imply that we would all keep one day of Yom Tov Vehecha Dematu Shluchin, and somewhere wherever the messengers reached them and they knew it beforehand, Avdina Chad Yom, they'd also be able to keep one day. It was only for those who weren't able to know, and those who weren't able to know, they would keep 2 days of Yom Tov only because of a suffix. The Mishnah is implying that a 2 day Yom Tov is not a din of one extended Kedusha Midera Banan, and everyone has to keep it for all their generations, but seemingly just a matter of fact that this was the Matthias. The Matthias wasn't the ground. The fact on the ground where the people didn't necessarily know it, and if those facts change, then halacha potentially would not necessarily be as machmir, and therefore Rav's ruling understands that the etzem, that the takana of Yom Tov Sheni is fundamentally a safek sveka de yoma. So therefore the Gemara says, so Abaye established that the 2 days of Yom Tov are really because of the uncertainty of Rosh Chodesh. So then the Gemara asks, according to Abaye, then v'hashad yadina bekvir diarche, according to Abaye, now we know the fixed calendar, we know that Hillel, the last Nasi, that the time of Amoraim, the Chassam Sofer understands that he was the one who made the established calendar, even during the time of the early, after the Churban Abayis, Sheni, and even well after that, they were doing Al Pi Ar'iya, they were doing Mekadesh HaChodesh with the site of the Shlichim. So here, they established the fixed calendar. We know exactly when the Shkol is going to be. My time of Din on Shrei Yomi. So what's the reason we observe 2 days of Yom Tov? That's a very good question. Why should we observe 2 days of Yom Tov? The question that a lot of people in America are asking every time they have a Yom Tov Sheni, especially when they have a lot of a year where there's a lot of 3 day Yom Tovs. So the Gemara says, Mishum Deshalchum Isam. The Gemara says explicitly, the Gemara asked this question already. So they sent from Eretz Israel to Babel. He's Haruba Minago Sechem Biadechem. Be very careful to keep the custom of your fathers that's in your hands and continue to observe 2 days of Yom Tov because it's a very hush of Minag. It's very important to keep it. Why? Because Zimdin Nagaja Malchus Xerah. Because sometimes the government's going to, you're in Chutzlarts and you never know what type of decrees are going to be. It's going to be usher to start a Torah and it's going to be usher to learn Torah. People are going to forget when exactly the calculations of the moon are going to be. It's very difficult to understand. again, and it's hard to know when it's going to be, and the complicated methods are going to be lead to very errors, and when people are going to eventually, Rashi says, they're going to be eating chametz on Pesach, which is Isser Kari, it's extremely chomer avira. So obviously, this is not something we want to be done, and therefore we're afraid that many different times, even just recently as the Holocaust, people didn't know when and Malchus HaRasha was definitely there, and people didn't know exactly when the days of, they tried figuring it out, when exactly the days of Pesach, when the days of Sukkot, etc. were going to be. Mamash, there were times that people didn't really realize, so that Yadosh Hashanah was certainly applicable, even as recently as people's lifetime, that we have, so that, this is something that applies, and that's the Nigla reason we mentioned. There's another deeper reason, it's based on Yerushalmi lately, but Alpi Kabbalah also, is that the idea is that you're yonik from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is so strong that you could take within every Chag brings about a Kedusha to a person that a person needs for his spiritual energies for the year, spiritual batteries for the year, and that spiritual energy is able to come through one day in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is so Kaddish. However, in Chutz La'aretz, which is not as Kaddish, you need 2 days to be able to take the Kedusha from that Yom Tov. So that's an explanation also that Bismarck is why in America you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. So now the Gemara says that this is the second case. Now the Gemara is going to quote the third case that Rava decided to pass in like Rav. Itmar, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, with regards to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then Rav Shmuel Darmei Tavaya, usually almost always when you have a Darmei Tavaya, when they have both said, it's because it's usually Bar Pilkas. People generally argue with each other. Rav and Shmuel arguing all the time with each other. When it's Darmei Tavaya, the Chiddush is they both said this way. They both normally argue, yes, yet they both said this halacha. No does Bezeh Asher Bezeh that if an Yom Tov was on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Pasha going to be Asher on the second day. The fundamentally Yom Tov, the regular Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, is fundamentally different than Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara is going to proceed to bring out from the Mishnayos, that really the time of the Rosh Hashanah was very different. Even Eretz Yisrael, they had to keep 2 days anywhere really outside the base of Midrash where they wouldn't know. And we're going to see from the following story that really there's a Din Darabana, Takana Darabana, that it's like a Yom Arichta, it's one Kedusha, that's like one long Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Disnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, the Mishnah describes how they would accept the witnesses who would see the new moon. The Mishnah tells us, originally they would accept the testimony of the new moon all day. We have to keep in mind, Rosh Hashanah is not just Rosh Hashanah, but it's Rosh Chodesh. So it's really the beginning of the new month. In order to establish Rosh Chodesh, you need to have the witnesses come and establish that they saw the new moon. So on the 30th of Elul, they would accept the Eidus until the end of the day. Again, there's always could be a Chaser or a Malay. It could be sometimes it would be an extra day, or not an extra day. If it was the 30th, it would be Chaser. So then that 30th day is already Aleph Tishrei. However, if it wasn't, then it would be the next day would be established as Rosh Chodesh. So what did people do? So people would have to prevent, they would have to keep Yom Tov Misafik because they didn't know are the Edom going to come or not. It was always established Misafik. So just like they would Lachora, just like we would daven Misveka de Yoma, we daven 2 days with all the Nuschas of Yom Tov. They would daven waiting to see if the Edom are going to come, that they're not, and they would daven Lachora, assuming that it's Rosh Hashanah. They would shofar Misaf Misafik to Rosh Hashanah, and they would keep. They would assume that it's Rosh Hashanah because maybe the Edom are going to come that day. So now their testimony is accepted all day. Now then, Pam Achas Nishtawa Edim Lavo, so the one day, the one time, the witnesses were late in coming, they came even after Mincha, Miskalkul Avim Bashir, and the witnesses didn't come till after Mincha time, after the Shir Shayom of Mincha, and they didn't switch the Shir Shayom. We know that the Shir Shayom was saying every day, each and every day, had its own Perek Tehillim to say Shir Shayom and Beis HaMikdash. On the 30th day of Elul, the morning, that is not a Shaila. Rashi points out, those were they discussed this, that really, the morning is not a Shaila, because they would always say, because normally the witnesses wouldn't come before the time of Shil Shachar, so they would always say the weekday. They would always say the weekday Shir Shal Yom, the special Kapitel Tehillim. The Shir Shal Yom would always be the weekday. Would be the weekday one. However, the Mincha one, the one in the afternoon, was usually the witnesses had come. So the Vim would be waiting for them, and they would sing the Shir of the Yom Tov if they came. However, this time they didn't come, so they sang the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Tov, and then the Vim saying that it was the wrong one. The witnesses ended up coming afterwards, and it was designated as Rosh Hashanah, and the whole Shir Shal Vim was really off. So that's Tosos just asked another question, is another point. Is Tosos asked, why didn't the Mishnah mention that there's going to be a problem fundamentally of the fact that let's see the Takana first and last Tosos question. He's Kinu, Shalyama Kabun Adam Adamincha. Because of the fact that they messed up the singing of that day, they sang the wrong day, which apparently is a very big thing, based on the singing and the trumpets, we saw all the things that accompanied it based on the Gemara and Sukkah that we just had. So they messed that up, so therefore they made a Takana that they would not accept, the Basin would accept witnesses only until the Kamat Shal Bein Arbaim was brought. However, if witnesses came after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, the Mincha was brought out, so then Noagin Oso Yom Kodesh L'Machar Kodesh. We would keep that day and the following day as Kodesh. And then when the witnesses arrived and the Tamid was offered, they would not be accepted. The rest of the 30th day was kept as a Safek Yom Tov. All the Malachas of Yom Tov would be firmly in place. And then the reason they had that was because people might eventually stop keeping the first part of Yom Tov the following year if they would do that. So therefore, they would not make it. They would establish that both days were Sveka Yoma, and they would keep the 30th day as Kaddush, and the next day of Aleph Tishrei would also be Kaddush. And then what would happen is Yom Kippur and Sukkot would be falling out on the 10th and the 15th, respectively, based on that point. So that would be what the Mishnah is telling us over here, that the Rosh Hashanah would sometimes be kept for 2 days, even by Beis Din, and not because of Sveika de Yom Tov, rather because the 2 day Rosh Hashanah was a Din Darabanan, based on the fact that we were afraid that a Niskalkul of Yom Bashir, that the afternoon Tamin should be brought at that point. The question that Tosos bring up is that Tosos ask at the end of the day over here, how isn't there an issue? The Gemara seems that the Mishnah seems that the only issue over here is the problem of singing the Shir Shalom of Mincha time. Tosos asks that there's another fundamental problem. Hadn't they missed the Korban Musaf? Once you already bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, we learn out the Gemara in Gemara in Pesachim, and they quoted it, and the Gemara in Shalom, and Yuma quotes it also, this Drasha that the Pasuk says, V'yikter Aleha Chalvei HaShlamim, and the Gemara learns out, Aleha Shalem Korban HaSkulam, that we say this in Abayah of Mesadar Sidra Maracha also every day, that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was the last thing that was brought. You're not allowed to bring any Korban after it. So Tosos says, why weren't they bothered by this? So Tosos says that, no, we see that there's that based on the Gemara in Pesachim, Tosos point out that where it's E'efshar, it was like Mechusar Kippurim and Erev Pesach, you bring your kapara in order to bring the Korban Pesach that night. There's no other brera. You need to bring the Korban Pesach that night. So where there is no other brera and you have to do it, then it's not considered like a violation of this Isser. And Tosos says, no, that's one answer. Tosos bring another answer, that no, that we could just assume the Esed Rabim of the Esed, which was very chashu, the Esed Rabim, that everyone should bring the Korban Musaf, is Doche, this essay of the fact that the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is the last thing brought on his Mizbeach, and therefore it would not be an issue. That's why the Gemara never asks, or the Mishnah never really asks, why that was an issue. So then again, so over here we see that from this Mishnah that fundamentally that Rabbanan Masakin, that Rosh Hashanah was really one Kedusha Achas that lasted for 2 days. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba said on this, Mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'ilech mutaris. However, things changed a little bit when the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when it comes to an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be mutter on the second day. Why was that? Because Rabbi Yochanan does not, we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he's given Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shu Mekavlin Edim Sakodesh Kol Ayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, that the Beis Din accepted the Edim the entire day, because what was the whole reason that the issue was because of the Shir Shalom that the Levim had in the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that there was no issue with having the witnesses come the entire 30th day, because there's no issue with the Levim singing the wrong. There is no Sir Shalom. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Jews who lived far away from the Sanhedrin and they couldn't tell if the 30th or 31st day was going to be considered Rosh Hashanah, they would have to keep both days. However, the 2 days was only because of Sveika de Yoma. In nature, the whole Takana changed. Because the only reason now Sveika de Yoma, not because fundamentally there's Etzem Din Derabanan that you should keep both days, as we mentioned, because of the fact that they would sing the wrong Sir Shalom, which led to a whole Balagan. But here the issue is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us, the whole issue is that when it comes to Edus HaChodesh, we're assuming that the Beis Din would accept them on the entire day, and therefore the only reason people outside of the Beis Din would not be able to keep it because they didn't know. Anyone who would know would not have to keep the second day of Sveika de Yoma, and the whole nature of Rosh Hashanah has changed. So the Gemara says, and therefore Beitza Shanol de Biyom Rishon is like a Sveika de Yoma, and the regular halachas of Rav would apply, and therefore Rav would agree that the halacha would change. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, but Abaye said to Rabba, V'har Rav v'Shmuel d'Amar Tavayu Beitza Asur. But wait a second, this takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was before Rav and Shmuel, and yet Rav and Shmuel both said that an egg was on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also on the second day. They assumed that the nature of the Takana didn't change from Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Amin Alach Ana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm bringing a raya from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself. And now, Atamat Rav Shmuel, you're bringing me a kasha from Rav Shmuel, Amoraim, who lived many generations after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ask the question, Udla Rav Shmuel, kasha Mazdizin. Ask the question of Rav Shmuel. Ask the question, don't ask the question of me. I'm just bringing you what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana shows us and what the din should be. The din should be that it's mutter on the second day. So now you have a question, ask the question of Rav Shmuel, says the Gemara. So Gemara answers, why is Rav Shmuel not a kasha? Lo kasha halan ve'aluhu. The ruling of Rav Shmuel is to us who live in Bavel, while the ruling of Rabbah is to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael, they make Yom Echad. It's going to be mutter because they knew when they were going to establish it. Anybody who knew when the day was, so then fundamentally, then it's going to be mutter. However, those who live in Bnei Gola, we don't know when they're going to establish it. We do Shnei Yamim, and we never changed the whole nature of the takana. Never changed. So therefore, for us, the whole takana, the etzem takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the original takana, is that be'etzem it's considered one long kedusha. And therefore, since we never changed, we always kept 2 days. Then in nature, we would assume that be'etzem we should assume that it's a yom aruch in chutzar. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's really considered a speaker. The Yom, where you would know when they would establish Rosh Hashanah would be, then Rosh Hashanah would fundamentally be only 1 day, and they wouldn't have to keep 2 days. That's what Tosos point out, that would be the din. So Tosos the kasha from Yossi, but okay, we don't have time to get into the kasha from Yossi. But Tosos assumed that would be the din as well, like Rashi. So now the Gemara says Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabba and rejects the raya for the mission as well. Rav Yosef Amar Af Mitakanos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'Elech. Even after the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Beitza Arsura, an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to be us Asr on the second day, even in Eretz Yisrael. Why? My time, Havei Davar Shabminan. Because the issue of an egg was a halacha that was established by the Chachamim. And they came and they made a vote and they established that this should be the Takana. And Mechol Davar Shabminan, and anything which was established by the Takamim as a formal Takana, then Tzarech Minyan Acher Latiro. You require an entire minyan. You need a number of people who are greater in Chachma as well, in the strength of their understanding, and a number of people as well. Both of those things you need, according to the Rambam, that to revoke the previous takana of the previous generation. And according to the Rambam, even if the reason doesn't apply whatsoever anymore, still you would need another based into come and establish that halacha no longer applies. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Minam Minila, where do I know this concept? That if the Chachamim came and established the takana, that even though the din and the reason and the siba is no longer relevant, you still have to keep that takana. How do I know that? The pasuk tells you, when it comes to Hashem telling Moshe, Lechem or Lahem, Shuv Lechem Lechem. It said before that Al Tikshu Elisha, for 3 days, a man was not supposed to have relations with a woman because we're afraid that the woman would be Paletis Shech Vazer and she wouldn't be Tar when the Zman of Matan Torah came. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Lechem or Lahem, Shuv Lechem Lechem, that he told that now all of Klal Yisrael can go back and be in your tents. That's Lashon Nikiyah, that they could be in their tents means that they could go back and be with their wives and have relations with their wives. And then he brought another pasuk that has nothing to do with this point, but Mishochayel v'Hemei Yalei Bahar, that there was a warning. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly this, how is this relevant to our discussion. The Gemara is going to mention that they weren't allowed to go on the Har Sinai, right? There was a Yora, the person, so the pasuk tells us you're not allowed to go anywhere near Har Sinai, but Mishochayel v'Hemei Yalei Bahar, that when the sound descends, you're allowed to go up on Har Sinai. The Gemara is going to mention why you have to bring Rupsukim. So now, and Rav Yosef continues. And he says, either Vitanya, but really it should be Vitanya. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Karim Revayah, Ola Yerushalayim. All the vines in the fourth year, they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Mehalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad. We know that in the fourth year, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Elohim L'Hashem, which we learn out, Lashon Chilulim, that we learn that a person has to bring just like Meister Sheni, a person has to bring the fourth year fruits to Yerushalayim, and he has the Kedusha, it's a similar halachas of Meister Sheni. So now, normally, when it comes to Meister Sheni, you're allowed to do a pidyon, you're allowed to achle vajra achle, a person's allowed to do a pidyon and redeem it if he has tons of fruits, like thousands of pounds of fruits, he can redeem it onto coins of the value of how much they're worth, and he could bring those money and use that money as kedushas meiser sheni. Mahalach yomecha lechol tzad. From any travel, but they made a takana though that anybody who lives within one day travel from Yerushalayim, they have to go and they have to bring their fruits, their actual fruits. They're not allowed to redeem it. This is a dinter rabbanan. They're not allowed to redeem it. They have to bring those fruits to Yerushalayim. Vezoi tchuma, and this is the area that is in the decree. The Gemara is telling us. So there's a girsa change over here of either elas or the way that we have it is elas min atzafon. Some have the girsa of elas with an aleph yud lamed saf. That's to the south. It should be related to the Durham, Elas mina Durham, because we know Elas is in the south. That's usually in Eretz Yisrael. They're pretty mocked about that. Actually, in naming cities, we don't know. A lot of times, we don't know exactly where the cities are, but they try to be where they were in the Tanakh time. So that this Elas we know is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. So it should be fixed to Elas to the Tzafon, to the Durham rather. But Akrabas mina Durham and Akrabas is going to be really should say mina Tzafon is to the north. Lod mina Marav, Lod is to the west, and mina Marav. The Yarden minas Mizrach and the Jordan River is to the east. So the Gemara says, explaining the mission of Amar Ula, and Ula told us about this. Vitema Rabbi Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and some say it's Rabbi Barchana who said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Matam, what's the reason that the produce of Yerushalayim had to be brought and you couldn't redeem it? The halacha is, I mean, the Reisa fully, you're allowed to redeem it all over Eretz Yisrael and bring them to Yerushalayim. Why those who lived within one day travel had to bring it in? In order that you should literally adorn the markets of Yerushalayim with fruit. What's this mean? That the people who are coming during the Meister Sheni, they didn't. They didn't bring the food in the city markets. There's going to be a lot of. They want to make sure there's a lot of fruits there in order to be sure enough fruits for people to buy. Another answer is that the people who are coming up with these produce, they were allowed to sell what they had left over to the vendors over there, and therefore they would have even more fruits to be able to sell to others who needed Meister Sheni to buy things for Meister Sheni. Therefore, there would be a lot of fruits in Yerushalayim. That's why they kept this takana. So the Gemara says Betania. So this doesn't prove anything about takana needing to be rescinded by something else. The Gemara says Betania. Karen Revai El Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Raya. That Rabbi Lezer owned a vineyard, and Bemizrach Lud, and it was right to the east of Lud, Betzad Kfar Tavi, which is near Kfar Tavi. So it was in between. It was Lud was to the west, and Yerushalayim to the east. So it was within one day's journey. So he was in the takana that he had to bring only his Karim Revai. Ubikesh Lafkir Lanim. So he wanted to be mafkirit because it was too difficult to him to bring the produce to Yerushalayim. So therefore, He was intending that they would bring it. He would tell them, "This is Kerem Ravai. This is Kerem Ravai. This is my fourth year produce. You need to bring it to Yerushalayim." I guess he assumed that there were people who were Yerushalayim and following Halacha that they would bring it to Yerushalayim. "I'm too old for this. I'm going to be mafkir and give it to you." So the Gemara says, "Amrul Talmidav." So his Talmidim told him, "Rebbe, for Nimnu Alecha Chaver Chavei Tiro." What do you mean? The Rabbanim came together. They take a vote and they permitted the Kerem Ravai to those who live in a tate. So they no longer made the takana that the owner doesn't need to bring specifically produce. He can redeem them out to money like everybody else, and he can bring them to Yerushalayim. Rashi just points out a fundamental question. Wait a second. Who are we discussing? We're discussing the situation of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer just lived after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Where was he bringing them? So apparently Rashi points out that Rabbi Eliezer held that Kiddush HaRishon HaKiddush HaShaita HaKiddush HaLavo, the first time that they were Mekadosh to Eretz Yisrael. They were Mekadosh not just for this point, but for all Selassie Lavo, and therefore it's going to be that the Eretz Yisrael's full Kiddusha is full in force, and even though the din of the Beis HaMikdash isn't there, we still have Yerushalayim, so therefore the Karim Ravai is still going to remain intact, and therefore you need to bring them to Yerushalayim or redeem them and bring them, and just like you would Maaser Sheni, and bring them to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, "Man chaverecha." So who were these people that we're mentioning over here? The Gemara points out this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who repealed this takana. Taima, what was the reason Rabbi Lezer permitted to redeem Kerem Ravai? Because the Nimnu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai voted as a group of Rabbanim who came together and said that we're going to rescind the previous takana. Halomnino, however, that implies if they didn't vote, then lo, even though the reason doesn't apply whatsoever anymore, the Shok Yerushalayim didn't need to be fulfilled because who was living there? There was non-Jews living there. So still, we didn't care about the foreigners. The Shuk Yerushalayim should have so much payers. We don't care about the people living there so much. So we're talking about after the Churban Bayis Rishon, after Bayis Sheni rather. So therefore, this whole no reason of this takana was batal completely. Yet we still needed a based in Acher Minyan to repeal the takana, and that's what we learn. Halacha Meiser, I'm quoting this in Hilchos Mamrim, that this would be the halacha that you need Chachma Minyan, that you need also Chachma Minyan. The Rabbi actually disagrees with Chachma, but Minyan he agrees with. That's clearly from the Gemara over here that you need a body of people, a group of people to come and Rabbanan to rescind the previous takanas. So now obviously we're not greater in Chachma Eminyan, we have nothing, so therefore we have no abilities to really repeal any gzeros of the Chazal. So the Gemara now explains, Umayv Omer, why did Rabbi Yosef have to bring two psukim? What was wrong with the first pasuk, and what exactly was the first pasuk? The Gemara says, "Halki Gemara." So this is, let's just analyze what exactly Rabbi Yosef was telling us. What's the raya from the two psukim? Again, the first pasuk was the Zach Mitzvah, see if it was telling us, as we mentioned, you have to prepare for 3 days to not be with a woman in order that they shouldn't be Paletas Shech Vazera when the time of Matan Torah was coming. So then the pasuk says, "Lechem or lahem, shuva lechem lo lechem lam." So why do I need the pasuk which tells you to return to your tent to permit the resumption of a man having relations with his wife and being able to be with her? Why do I need that? It says clearly, only for 3 days. After the 3 days are over, we know that a man would be allowed to be with this woman. So what do we learn from here? Anything that's established by this wasn't Mecham, this is Akash Baruch Hu, Tarach Min Achela Tiro, that Akash Baruch Hu told us that this issue is for 3 days, it's full in force, and even though the time ended, you still, and Akash Baruch Hu himself formally had to come and say that this takana is no longer applicable. We see this is even stronger. This is mamash for the takana that has an expiration date lechora of 3 days, and yet we still need a davar. We still needed a Akash Baruch Hu to come himself and tell us that Shuva and that people can go back and have relations with their wife. So now the Gemara explains, why did Rav Yosef, that's a very good raya, why did Rav Yosef have to bring a second pasuk? So the Gemara says, V'chitim al mitzvahs ona hid asa. So you would assume that the first pasuk of the Uluchul Hashem l'aleichem is telling us it only is a ban on having relations, but instead comes to tell us that this has nothing to do with repealing a previous takana. This halacha about ona. The mitzvah of ona is that a man has an obligation to have relations with his wife a certain amount of time. The Mishnayos discuss every person is talmid chacham once a week, it didn't change how many days, whatever. But the Talmud Chacham is once a week. A person who's traveling a lot is once every few months. A Gamal, or a person is once every 2 weeks, one a month. There's different times for different people who live within it. What the expectation is, and when they got married, what the profession of the guy whose job it was, how often he has to be with his wife, and that's a mitzvah deraisa. So that's what this pasuk is teaching us, the mitzvah of ona. Tashmasa, therefore the pasuk is telling you, no, that's why you have that Rav Yosef giving us the second drasha, because you would have said, again, this has nothing to do with concept of davar sheminyan, this is just talking about a different halacha of the concept of telling us the concept of when it comes to mitzvah of ona. So therefore, tashma, b'mshol chayov al hamei v'rahar, when you're sounding of the ram's horn, then you're allowed to go on the mountain. This is telling us, the second pasuk by Rav Yosef is telling us that the Kosh Baruch Hu Shechina leaves the mountain after the Matan Torah, and therefore that it's going back to its former state of not being Kaddish anymore. The verse says, the pasuk says that the sheep and the cattle also shouldn't go on the mountain. So why do I need to tell you that you have the specific permission when the ram's horn is sounding? So the verse says, and we see from here that something was established by the Chachamim, tzarech minyan acher lahatiro, that a person needs another minyan, a group of Rabbanim to come, and tell the Harhu is telling us that the person's going up the mountain is only when it's state of Kiddusha. So therefore, that's telling us when the Shechina is leaving, then it's clearly going to be permissible. So that's the question over here. is that at the end of the day, this seems to be, Lechora, Rashi points it out, that part of the question over here is the question that the Shekhinah didn't leave till a year later. The first Luchos was when the Shekhinah was first there, and then when it comes to they then having the Chet Egel, they had the going back up, and then the Shekhinah didn't leave until Bashana Hashini's Beshim Echodesh, the Pasim Balazko tells us, which was still 11 months away. So the Gemara therefore asks this question about, at the end of the day, why do I need the second Pasuk to teach you that the Devar Sheminin is Sarach Minin Acher La Tiro. The announcement came at the time of the prohibitions, terminations. Therefore, that would be Rav Yosef is telling us that this pasuk is telling us the chiddush of Devar Sheminyan. So therefore, so the Gemara says, but wait a second. Rav Yosef says, both these halachas are things that Mamash came from Hashem. Obviously, the mitzvah d'oraisa is from the Torah itself. So therefore, you could argue that the things where when HaKadosh Baruch himself is saying it, then you need Minyan Acher La'atiro. However, when it comes to Dinim Darabanan, then we don't need a Devar Sheminyan. There's no such concept that if the Rabbanan needs to come along and make a formal rescission of the previous takanos. So the Gemara says, that's also for the Rabbanan Lo. Tashma Kerem Ravai, we can learn from the bracelet of Kerem Ravai, which is Raya for Rav Yosef. Ha Kerem Ravai, Derabanan, the Kerem Ravai, which coming to Yerushalayim is Derabanan, because we're talking about the takana of not bringing it within one day is obviously Derabanan. Yet the bracelet tells us that Rabbi Lazar needed Parnimnu Alecha Chavrin Chavitiru. Only when his Chavirim, his Chachamim, Rabbi Chaman Zaka came along and said that there's rescinding the takana, then was he mutter fundamentally allowed to then allow himself to sell it and to redeem it onto a coin and then bring that coin to Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara goes back. So the Gemara says, we just went to establish that. Rav Yosef is going back to the discussion of an egg that was on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And you're going back and assume that the beitza as well, Amanu Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai Vishira. So when Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai said that the whole issue of Kedusha, that he just pointed out, the whole nature of Rosh Hashanah has just changed. Once Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai is saying, you're allowed to accept the Eidus all day, it's no longer fundamentally one Kedusha that Chazal are going to establish. Rather, it's just a Sfeika Diyom, and that's the only reason you keep it, is because we're not sure which day was Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then the case of the beitza should also be permitted. So where's the key? No, because when did Rabbi Yochanan make this establishment? Only with regards to when did they vote? When did they rescind the previous takana? Only with the issue of regards to the edus, which is talking about when you're allowed to accept the edim and you're allowed to accept them after the tamid shel ben arba'im. However, abeitza lo imnu, they never established them. They never made a vote on the question of the permissibility of an egg, even though you would have thought memela, that's what comes out. The Gemara's about to ask that. But once you assume that fundamentally the nature of Rosh Hashanah is now changing because it's all about sveika d'yoma, so then you would assume that the whole thing is sveika d'yoma, then an egg fundamentally from day one to day two should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar le'abaye, atu beitza minyan mihavi. But wait a second. They never specifically announced that an egg was going to be usher. It was just because of the nature of beitza be'edus. Talia mel says, beitza was talia on the previous talacha that we just mentioned of what's the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Is it fundamentally Yoma Arichta or like mitachanas derabanan, or is it fundamentally a sviki Yoma mitin derabanan? So the Gemara says, once it's edus, it's beitza. So once, if accepting the testimony is now usher, then the egg is also going to be usher. However, ishtari edus, ishtari beitza. Once we're allowing edus to be accepted on that day, we're fundamentally not assuming that it's a Yoma Arichta Midrabban anymore. It's fundamentally two different kedushas that are all established because of the fact that we don't know which day Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So then for sure you should assume that the nature of Rosh Hashanah has changed, and therefore the egg, it's usher on day one, should be mutter on day two. So therefore, That's what Abaya wants to prove. So the Gemara says, Rav Adav and Rav Shalman Tarvayu mi Bei Kuchis Amrei. Rav Adav both from Bei Kuchis. They said, Af mitakanos Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakeh ve'elach Beit Asura, that the egg laid on the first day is going to be Asura on the second day. My time. What is their reasoning? Mehera Yabana Beis Hamidash, because the Beis Hamidash is going to be rebuilt. Mehera Yabana, we hope very soon, and as well we hope right now very soon. Vayomru, and people are going to assume they're going to say the following: what happened last year, or even a few months ago, whenever the Beis Hamidash is going to happen? No, but really last year, because next Rosh Hashanah is going to be the time it's an issue. They're going to say last year what happened. Didn't we eat the beitza on the second day of Yom Tov? And so too now, we should also eat on the second day as well. Last year, fundamentally, again, the nature of Rosh Hashanah has changed because it was two separate kedushas. However, right now, it's one set of kedushas. So therefore, the Gemara is assuming that a beitza should still be asur b'zman hazeh. The Gemara said, but if that's the case, that should be the case. And if that's the case, edus nami lo nekabel. But also, we shouldn't accept testimony past the time of mincha, because you can have the same exact argument. My time, what's the reason? Because Meheri Ben Amidus Meidash, Meidah Meidash is going to be rebuilt speedily in our days, right now. And then they're going to see that last year, what happened? Last year, they accepted the testimony of the Edim throughout the entire day. So too, let us accept the testimony of the Edim now also all day. But the whole part, we have a takana though of Niskalkul of Inb Bashir, and that takana should go back to revert to its old takana, and you should not accept the edus all day when the base of the Mikdash is around. So therefore, the Gemara answers Achiyasha. You can't compare the two because Hasam edus Masur Labistin. You're right. When the base of Mikdash is rebuilt, and people are going to get confused. You're right. People will get confused. People are going to think that you accept edus all day. Those edus are going to come and Basin, but Basin knows halacha. Here, who's establishing is Basin, and therefore they're going to know that they can't accept the edim after the korban tamid shel ben arvayim. After you bring the korban mincha time, you're not allowed to accept edim. However, beitza, when it comes to a beitza shenol d'miyamta, that's anybody who has a chicken is going to have the shayla of a beitza. So therefore, beitza l'kumasur, and they're going to come to make this mistake, and therefore that with the beitza, it makes sense to keep the takana as opposed to the din of. The din of the Isser with regards to when it comes to Edus, so therefore we assume that there's not going to be a reason for a takana. The Gemara says Rava, Amar Rava says Af be takana Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka ve'ilach. Even past the time of Yochanan Mezaka is halacha beitza asur. The egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be asur on the second day. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka, because Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka agree sheim bo edim in a mincha lamala, that if the edim came from mincha lamala, shenoa again also yom kodesh ulamachar kodesh, we keep that day kodesh and the next day kodesh as well. We learn from the Mishnah that during the time of the base of Mikdash, after Leviam said their Shir Shoyom, they held that the new moon would come, the Talmud Shashach would come, the Talmud Shabin Arbayim, the 30th day of Elul, they would not be accepted. Rather, that day and the next day would also be assumed as Rosh Hashanah. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and there was no longer a Beis HaMikdash, so Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is telling us that the Beis would decree that the witnesses of the new moon could be accepted even after the time of the Mincha, the 30th, but only for the purpose of establishing that day and the first day as Tishrei. However, they didn't say that the original Takana, which established a 2-day, would be removed. So therefore, Rav is assuming that the egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah would mean usher during the second day, because fundamentally the nature of the takana never changed. So that's very important, this sheet of Rava, because in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, how should we hold? Rava is going to be the opinion that the Rif and the Rush quote. They understand that you need 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael because of the fact that when it was established in the base of Mikdash, also you would need it. However, the Baal HaMor disagrees. The Baal HaMor says, who says that you should keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? You should keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, because at the end of the day, what was the whole reason that it was an issue? Because of the fact that the nature of the Takana has changed, so now it's really Sveika D'Yoma, and now if there is no Sveika D'Yoma because we're Bekeh B'Kvira D'Yarche, so then fundamentally in Eretz Yisrael, that dinim should be changed. Not like in Bavel, which they always accepted, it never changed the Takana, as we mentioned by Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, Hizar Menega V'Sicham Yadechem. In Eretz Yisrael, where they're no longer, they didn't have a continuous flow of the 2 days of having to keep Rosh Hashanah, because in the Beis HaMikdash, where the witnesses would come after the time, the people would know that the next day is not Rosh Hashanah. They wouldn't have to keep the second day as Rosh Hashanah. So too, in Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Hazeh, that we know, B'kvir Yarchai, the Baal HaMor argued that you would keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. And obviously, we do not keep that. I don't think anybody keeps that. Nobody even keeps that as a Havamina. We hold very strongly that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, to the sometimes dispay of a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael, who get, especially when it's a 3-day Yantav, they don't know what to do with themselves. If Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday, they're a 3-day Yantav, they never heard of such a thing. They only have 1 day Yantav, and now they have 3. So that's the din. We're asking like the Rif, we're asking like Taminim, the Rif, and the Rush. Okay, there's still, they establish across the board, everybody would keep 2 days Yantav. Now, just one more thing. Rava said, that these halachas that we just mentioned, the first halacha is when you have Shabbos before Yantav, Rav says the egg is going to be usher even on Yantav. And you have a 2-day Yantav in Chutz Aris, Rav says that the egg is going to be mutter on the second day. And also the third halacha, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rav says an egg is from day 1 to day 2 is fundamentally going to be usher because it's Midrabanan, it's a Kedusha of state, it's like it's one Kedusha achas. Okay, Bezer Hashem will pick up Amar Rava and tomorrow's Daf.